in that class.
My summer school teacher, Miss Ruisi, brought her baby in to teach us that, because I went to Catholic high school, but the school I would have gone to, my public school, was like a hood school. It was like, you know, so Miss Ruisi was like an Italian woman, and she had a mixed race baby, which is lovely, which I think is great.
Speaking of which, I just watched Green Book the other night.
How was it? Did you enjoy it?
No. No, I turned it off.
Yeah, I've never seen
it. I don't understand how things like that are just like glowing reviews across the board.
Well, people are insane.
They're insane.
I think people were saying that it was bad. Like, cool people were saying it's bad.
Oh, well, good. Cool guys, as long as the cool guys
are on Pitchfork.
No, it's just scene after scene where it's like somebody's racist to the black guy, but the Italian guy isn't.
Right. Like the movie reviewer for
Don't talk to this black guy.
Yeah, they're like, listen, I don't mean to bother you, but he's not allowed to eat in here. You know, what's the matter? Why can't you just make a rule for him? Like, sorry, we got to leave. And then, like, the next scene is like, he's not allowed to try on the clothes. And I'm like, geez, what the heck? What's going on with these?
So it's about an Italian learning.
And then the next scene is like, he's not allowed to eat dinner here. And they're like, what the hell is the matter with that? Like, they pull the dinner one, like, twice.
That's hilarious.
It's like, there's only so many ways people in the South can be racist.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm sure, you know, it's a true story about the guy that played fucking Carmine on The Sopranos.
Wait a minute. Who? What?
Green Book is a biographical picture. The guy who played Carmine on The Sopranos, that was his actual life.
What? Well, he was just defending black people?
No, he was a driver and a bodyguard for, I don't know, some Fanuc Mooley. The guy. But his son wrote the screenplay. And
with one of the Farrelly brothers.
Yeah, and so, but because of this, like...
Oh, you can tell because Viggo Mortensen gets his nuts stuck in his zipper at one point.
Yeah, he has a cum hanging down from his ear the whole movie.
Yeah, but I mean, because the son wrote it, it just comes off like, you know, any Italian I've ever met being like, my dad was one of the best guys in the nation.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad was the first guy to not be racist. He actually was Italians that came up with that and was my pops that did it. But he was also in the mafia.
Yeah.
And that's the entire movie.
Well, the guy, the son who wrote the screenplay, also they found a tweet of his like from like 2015 where he was like, Mr. Trump, I was there in New Jersey. I saw the Muslims celebrating after the towers were falling down. Yeah. He's like, I just
Well, that's Green Book 2. Yeah. Okay. That's the second film is about his father defending Muslims in Jersey.
If it was an actual...
I don't agree with what they do, but they got the First Amendment right to celebrate when they knocked it down on towers.
A true story about Italians in the 60s, it would be called, I ain't reading that fucking book.
Yeah. Absolutely. It would be called Stay With Your Own. It's the real Green Book. Yeah, they're a progressive people.
Also, yeah, exactly. There's no way to fuck anyway. But also the jazz, the pianist or whoever the fuck the black guy is based on, his family was like, do not make this movie.
Oh,
like,
really?
His family were like, we hate this movie. The book, it's all bullshit. Uh-huh.
It's not
like,
adapted from a book.
Oh, whatever. Like, I guess whatever story they're telling, I just saw them being like, no, this is absolutely
this didn't
untrue.
Happen.
And it won Best Picture, right?
Yeah.
What was it up against?
Black Panther.
Oh, it was up against Black Panther.
Well, they gave Black Panther a nomination.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason.
There should be a crossover, and they should have a guy in Black Panther. It's like, geez, why? What the fuck's the problem with Wakanda? Why the fuck is... I think it's... You know, I mean, it's not as good as Italy. You know what I mean? It's not as good as...
It's not as good as Italy, which I've
never
been to.
It's not as good as South Bronx. Yeah. I've been in the same neighborhood my whole life. I love saying words.
The best thing is hearing like a cop or a white guy try not to be racist. Because I had an Uncle Eddie, who was a cop for like 30 years in the South Bronx. And
all of those guys are Mark Furman on the stage.
Yeah, he goes like one time he sees like, listen, they got families like us, you know? Like they'll just say the most obvious things. They'll be like, they got families like us, those people. You know, they have kids. They have babies that come out of their pussy, their vagina. They have a and that baby comes out. Like, just like we do. It's like, oh, okay, Uncle Eddie.
I saw one time, I swear to God, I saw one drinking water.
Yeah. They drink water like we do. They just want their kids to have water. And, you know, so that's what we're out there, just helping.